This is Sticks and Stones and Stories. Alexander had an older brother and an older sister, and they were always going off on adventures. But whenever he tried to go with them, they'd send him away. "Go home, Alexander. You're too little." Poor Alexander. He tried to have adventures on his own, but it just wasn't the same. Until the day he found a tiny silver castle under his front stairs. It had four towers and a drawbridge and a moat, and it fit right in the palm of his hand. When Alexander's mother called him for dinner, he put the castle in his pocket. And when he went to sleep that night, he put it on the table beside his bed. But then, something woke him in the middle of the night. He'd heard something, music, voices, laughter. But when Alexander turned on his lamp, everything went quiet. Until he heard a tiny voice coming from the castle. "Who goes there?" Alexander blinked. He didn't know what to say. "Are you a pirate?" said the tiny voice. "No, of course not," said Alexander. "Well, if you're not a pirate," said the little voice, "then come and join us. Just say the magic words, spit, spot, spin, castle, let me in." Alexander's heart was pounding, but this was his chance to have an adventure. So he quickly said the words, and the world started to spin. He wasn't sure if the castle was getting bigger or he was getting smaller, but suddenly he wasn't in his bedroom anymore. He was standing on the drawbridge of a castle with four towers and a moat. The doors of the castle were open, and there were people smiling and waving. These people were very small. They only came up to Alexander's knees. But they seemed very happy to see him. One of the men came forward and bowed.
"Welcome to Castle Brightstone. We are the Briggles."
The little man led Alexander into the castle, then into a courtyard where the Briggles were having a big feast. They brought him food and played him music and took him on a tour through every room in the castle. They even led him to the top of the highest tower to show him the view below. Castle Brightstone was on an island with green grass and sandy beaches, and beyond that, a beautiful blue sea. Alexander was having a great time with his new friends, eating delicious foods, exploring, playing hide-and-seek. But after a while, he thought he should probably go home in case his family had missed him. Getting home again was just as easy as getting to the castle in the first place.
"Just say, spit, spot, spout. Castle, let me out," the Briggles told him. "But please, promise you'll come back."
Alexander promised and repeated the magic words. In an instant, he was back under the covers in his own bed. And when he reached over in the dark, there was the tiny castle still sitting on his table. It was as if he'd never been gone. Alexander did not tell his sister or brother about Castle Brightstone when he got up the next morning. It was probably just a dream, and even if it wasn't a dream, he was sure they would never believe him. And even if they did believe him, he wanted to keep the castle to himself. Alexander couldn't wait to go to bed that night. As soon as all the lights in the house were out, he picked up the tiny castle and whispered the magic words. "Spit, spot, spin. Castle, let me in." The world spun, and he was back at Castle Brightstone with all his new friends. And they had even more fun together. Alexander made three more trips to the castle before anyone mentioned the weasels. It was a very small boy tugging at Alexander's pant leg.
"You will save us from the weasels, won't you?" That's when Alexander learned about the pirate weasels who had been coming across the sea to storm the castle and loot and steal their food. At first, the weasels only came once a year. Then it was once a season, and now it was every week. "We're running out of food," said one of the Briggles. "Can't you just raise the drawbridge?" said Alexander. But it was no use. The weasels were excellent swimmers and even better climbers. They swam across the moat and scaled the castle walls like it was nothing at all. "Why don't you fight them off?" Alexander said. "There are hundreds of them," said the little boy, "and they have very sharp teeth."
"Oh," said Alexander.
Suddenly, Castle Brightstone didn't seem quite so welcoming. Alexander wasn't sure he wanted to be around when an army of pirate weasels came storming over the walls. But all the Briggles were looking at him as if he had the answers. Oh, what would his big brother and sister do, he wondered. They wouldn't run away, he was pretty sure of that. No, they would be brave, even in the face of pirate weasels. "We need to come up with a plan," said Alexander. That was just what the Briggles were waiting to hear. Alexander and his new friends were very busy over the next few days, collecting and making all kinds of interesting things. And then, only a few nights later, the lookout sounded the alarm. Alexander raced to the nearest tower. In the moonlight, he saw a whole fleet of fierce pirate ships sailing towards the castle. In the darkness below, the Briggles were squeezing into their hiding places. Then the castle was quiet. Everyone waited silently as the first weasel swam across the moat. They waited as the weasels climbed the walls and poured into the castle. They held their breath until the courtyard was filled with weasels, and then, surprise! The Briggles all rushed out at once, wearing terrifying masks and ghostly sheets. They howled and shrieked, banged pots and pans. The weasels panicked, trampling each other in the dark. They raced over the walls, swam across the moat, scurried to the harbor as fast as their short legs would carry them. But there was one more surprise waiting for those weasels. While they'd been storming the castle, Alexander and some of his helpers had rowed out to the pirate ships. They'd raised the ship's anchors and had set all but one to drift away. Only one ship remained in the harbor. The rest were getting smaller and smaller as they floated out to sea. The weasel squealed, then leapt into the water. "That's right," said Alexander. "You'd better swim fast if you want to catch your ships. And if you ever come back, we won't just set your ships free. We'll sink them." Well, I'm happy to say that those pirate weasels had learned their lesson. They never came back. And the Briggles? They were so grateful for Alexander's help that they made him their king. He spent time with them whenever he could and carried the castle in his pocket whenever he wasn't with them. But as the years passed and Alexander's life filled up with new adventures, his visits grew further and further apart. One day, Alexander put the castle at the back of a drawer, and when he went looking for it later, it was gone. But I believe that Castle Brightstone is still out there, somewhere, waiting for someone to find it and say the magic words. "Spit, spot, spin. Castle, let me in." Maybe, just maybe, it's waiting for you. Sticks and Stones and Stories is written, narrated, and produced by Rachel Dunstan Muller. Find out more at racheldunstanmuller.com.